emphasis was on New York, the future, but still remembering the past. People from around the world lined up to go to the top of this shiny new building, which reaches 541 meters into the sky, taller than any other building on the North American continent. Construction was completed at the beginning of this year. It took several years to build, with 45,000 tons of steel, 159,000 cubic meters of concrete, resulting in a total of nearly 28,000 square meters of office space. And today, the latest tenant opened up for business, One World Observatory.
When you get to the top,
Dave Checkitz is the chief executive officer of Legends, which operates the observatory.
We're back. You hear this. You heard it from construction workers. We're back. We put this building back up.
The observatory covers three floors from 100 to 102. But first, there's a 47-second elevator ride featuring time-lapse video, depicting the development of New York and ending with a panoramic view of the region as it appears today. Stepping off the elevator, visitors watch another video featuring those who helped build World Trade Center 1, also known as Freedom Tower. Then comes the final treat, Manhattan and beyond, as far as the eye can see. On a clear day, that means approximately 80 kilometers in all directions. Back on the ground, the official ribbon cutting to open the experience to the public. It costs more than $30 for an adult to take in the view. But that was not on the minds of the first day visitors.
It's very impressive, and it's so high, and it's excellent.
It's great, it's fantastic. I can now say I'm getting this off my bucket list.
There was also this visitor from Luxembourg.
Our country helped building the tower because the steel girders in the basement of the tower are coming from my country. So you see, that's the smallest country of the world helped the mightiest city in the world.
One of the principals in Legends is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who summed up